We're here to talk about the Hike for Hope, which is coming up next month, and this is the 8th annual, so I'm going to allow you to tell us more about what the Hike of Hope is and what it's about and what we're doing with it.
Thanks, Aaron. So this is the 8th annual Hike for Hope happening on Sunday, June 12th in Buffalo, gathering down at Crazy Woman Square to check in and about 1:30 in the afternoon. There will be various community resource agencies like Family Crisis Center, Compass Center for Families, Northern Wyoming Mental Health, easy for me to say. And they'll just have some resources out. We'll have some activities as well. And then opening ceremonies will start at 2. One of the things that I've mentioned before in the past that I love about this event, the Hike for Hope, is that it's a collaboration. It's a collaboration between our local Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition. It's been around for a lot of years, longer than I've been doing prevention work here in Johnson County, and the Wyoming chapter for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which I'm the founding chairperson of as well. I love the collaboration because when we raise awareness, when we educate about brain health, when we have open and honest conversations about brain health and suicide, sometimes people think, you know, my story is, I'm kind of alone in this. And turns out many, if not most of us, have struggles. And, you know, I used to say most of us know of someone who's died by suicide fairly close to us, whether in our family or our friend circle or a schoolmate. But now I pretty much say all of us, especially in our small community. We all know of the tragic loss of life. And so this collaborative work is, yes, to raise awareness, to provide support. It brings fellow survivors of suicide loss, some of us suicide attempt survivors, together for that mutual support, you know, which we feel in a very spiritual way, in my opinion, as well as it brings folks who are the helpers and the caregivers in our community together to raise that awareness, to offer that support. And at the same time, it is also a fundraiser for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And the way that works is AFSP is the largest grassroots organization addressing suicide prevention in our country today. And so I think right now our fundraising is at about $3,500, largely due to our incredible community sponsors out there, and also to some participant fundraising, which folks can choose to do that or they can choose not to. We encourage folks to raise funds because that helps us here locally in Johnson County and in Wyoming provide AFSP resources throughout the state. It helps us. So both myself and former board member Cal Furnish are assist trainers, and so we're able to offer assist trainings. Assist is applied suicide intervention skills training that we do annually here in Buffalo, typically in February. We've done one down in Casey as well, and Cal and I just did one all the way out on the western part of the state, out in Pinedale at the beginning of May. And so those funds raised, half of them stay here locally in Wyoming, half go to the national organization, which is based in New York City. And, you know, I know we have some folks who are like, I'm really not comfortable raising funds or making a donation to an organization that is based in New York City. And I can kind of sort of understand that. And at the same time, not unlike the American Cancer Society or the American Heart Association, we need a national presence. And we need that national presence because suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in our country. It's the second leading cause of death among people in Wyoming aged 10 to 45. So it's a significant issue. And when things like 988 come along, so the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. And while President Trump was in office, he signed legislation to change that to 988, three digits that even I can remember, as opposed to 11 digits, and increase the capability of our Wyoming call centers to take crisis calls, people either in crisis or if I'm sitting with someone else and they're in crisis, to get that de-escalation, to get that support that's a really good thing. It's hard for a little community coalition like the Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition to have any impact in Washington, D.C. We have, through AFSP, tremendous impact in Washington, D.C., and our Wyoming chapter has advocated for funding in Cheyenne with our legislators to increase funding not just for 988, not just for our two call centers for the Lifeline based in Grable and Casper, but also for increased funding to have sustainable funding for our community mental health centers like Northern Wyoming here in Buffalo. So that's why I love the collaboration. You know, people coming together, working for a common good, a common cause, and in this case, it is nothing less than saving lives.
You mentioned fundraising. Let's touch on that a minute. Explain to me how the fundraising works. Is it just asking for donations, or is it, hey, I'm going to hike so many miles on this thing, so I'm going to get so many, you know, so much money per mile? How does it work, or is it both?
It actually, we keep it really simple. And so my good friend Kim Pope, I'll use her as an example, over at Compass Center for Families, doing great work with parent education. She and the Compass team, so you can create a team like what Compass has. And then Kim created a Facebook fundraiser that seemed to be very popular. I did the same thing. And you simply put it out there for people in both of our cases. In my case and Kim, you know, they know some of our story. They know our own struggles and our own family struggles. And simply put it out there, you know, if you'd like to donate, this is a cause that's important to me. Again, not unlike American Cancer Society or the Heart Association or muscular dystrophy or any of those that we could think of. And it's just that straightforward. And people will say, hey, you know, that matters to me too, and make a very secure online donation. That's kind of the way we do it. It's not asking for, will you donate $5 per mile that I hike? And I want to make sure that we talk about the hikes, because we do a shorter hike and then we do a longer hike all the way up to the Veterans Home of Wyoming from downtown Buffalo. But it's just that simple ask. And again, you know, our approach to fundraising over these 8 years of doing the Hike for Hope is, if folks want to engage in that and engage friends and family members to make a difference, to support a cause that's important to all of us, that's wonderful. We have lots of participants who will register online and not raise funds, and that's wonderful as well. We have probably half of our active participants who come the day of who register the day of, and that's one of the reasons why we get together at 1:30 is if folks haven't registered online, they can register then. And, we've got really cool T-shirts. And for participants who raise over $100, they'll get a really nice baby blue Hike for Hope T-shirt this year with all of our sponsors' names on it as well.
Okay. Let's talk about the call centers, because that's one of the things that the funds you said go to help. And at one point a few years ago, I remember you and I talked about that there were no call centers in the state of Wyoming, but now there are. And these are 24-hour call centers, so people are not being put on hold like they used to be, correct?
Correct. So for many years, Wyoming went without local call centers. So just really briefly, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is an umbrella organization. And from that umbrella, there are call centers in all 50 states, funded in a variety of methods, some privately, some publicly funded, some with professional counselors who answer the calls, some with very well-trained lay people like Bill and Aaron who care and will answer calls. And so here a few years ago, Governor Gordon in his budget asked for public funds to bring back a Wyoming call center, and those public funds were awarded to Central Wyoming Counseling Center and Casper. They are currently operating, I want to make sure that I get this right, from 4 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. The call center in Grable with Waller Research and the Henney Group did not receive public funding, but it was important enough to them, to Jeff Henney and Ralph Nieder-Westerman, that they opened their call center. And I've been honored to help train some of their call center operators. And they're completely privately funded. with a huge hand up from the Episcopal Church of Wyoming as well, and many private donors. And so they operate from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. So currently, between the two call centers, we only have a gap of midnight to 4 a.m. currently. And so again, you know, it takes staffing, it takes time, it takes resources. So getting some funding to get those call centers covering 24/7, 365, that's super important, especially because we know that on July 16th, when 988 is live, when 988 is official, it's the call volume is going to increase. Since knowledge of our two Wyoming-based call centers, I mean, this is Wyoming, right? We ride for the brand. Wyoming people for Wyoming people. I got your back. And so it's a lot more helpful when your call to a lifeline is being answered by someone in Grable who knows what the Wyoming resources are and who can direct you to that. Nothing against the call. There's a big call center in Florida that answers a lot of the backup calls that some Wyoming calls will go to. Nothing against them, but they don't know Wyoming. They don't know our culture. They don't know our people. They don't know our resources. So having these two call centers ultimately is critical in saving the lives of Wyoming citizens.
Good. Okay. Let's move on to the hikes.
Let's
talk about those, because this is what the event is that's coming up.
The Hike for Hope.
Yes. So I will let you go. Tell me about the hike.
So the longer hike is about 6 miles round trip. And from Crazy Woman Square downtown, it's that beautiful, it's really a walk as much as a hike, you know, up our Clear Creek Trail system, all the way up to the Veterans Home of Wyoming. Typically, we have a little remembrance ceremony at the Veterans Home, oftentimes with 20 or 30 of the vets, because the unfortunate reality is we know that veteran suicide is a real thing, and that 22 active military and or veterans are taking their lives every day in our country. And working with a lot of those guys up there as well, they all know of their brothers in arms who have died by suicide. So we take a moment to fellowship with some of the vets and the vets home staff, Bruce and Sonia and Mary Sue and others, Zach. And then the hike goes up Veterans Lane to Highway 16, and it's all downhill from there. So it's that downhill path that runs along Highway 16 back into town. And, you know, again, it's 6 hours. It was really, really hot last year, so not everybody finished that, but we have a water break up there, and we have an emergency response vehicle that Jerry Osborne takes care of that occasionally some of us need. The shorter hike, again, from Crazy Woman Square up the Clear Creek Trail system, kind of cuts across that beautiful marshy land back across where there are some ponds, hopefully, that are getting filled up by the rain we're having these days, and kind of back behind the BLM and Forest Service offices, kind of in that shop, not Shopko, Baumgars. It's been around long enough. You'd think I would have it right. And then over to Fort Street and back, and it's about a 45-minute hike walk. We make sure that we've got first aid kits, safety vehicles available. We also have mental health professionals available for both of those hikes should something occur that someone just needs a moment of help and support. We kind of keep it simple. Typically, the shorter hike finishes a good bit before the longer hike, and we just encourage folks to take care of themselves, and we'll have water back at Crazy Woman Square. We don't do like a closing ceremony of any kind, but people get back on their way for a Sunday afternoon.
Okay. So I don't know if we want to do this. I can cut it out if we don't. But there's going to be, obviously, people sharing up there, so we want to talk about that.
Right. One of the really heartwarming parts of our opening ceremonies every year is that we do have speakers speak their story and their truth, if you will. And this year, that's going to look a little different in that the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Johnson County grants scholarships annually, And this year's scholarship awardees from Buffalo High School are Alyssa Albright, who received our quote-unquote traditional student scholarship of $2,000. And we're hoping that speaking and saying a few words at the hike will fit into Alyssa's schedule. And then our non-traditional student, and we define non-traditional in very, very broad terms, is given to a young lady who's finishing up her associate's degree in psychology and human services at Sheridan College, and that is Ariana Fisher. And then in talking with Ariana, who's a member of our coalition, and her fine husband, Seth, they're going to be our keynote speakers this year. And Seth and Ariana are going to talk on how sometimes those of us who struggle with our brain health, we can be difficult and challenging for our partners, for our spouses, and what spousal support, partner support looks like, and what's helpful and what's good. And so this young couple is kind of taking that, stepping up and speaking out to share both, as Ariana would say, some of the dark and twisty of what that can look like in a relationship, as well as what the love and the compassion and the support look and feel like in a relationship with someone who deals with brain health issues. So I'm really looking forward to them speaking. We also have, a moment of remembrance as we remember those lives lost to suicide that had touched us and continue to touch us in this day. And this year, we're also having the first recipient of the Uplift Scholarship, Anda Turvo from New West High School. We're hoping Anda will be speaking and saying a few words for us as well. The Uplift Scholarship, created by Joe, Jennifer, Gabe Johnson, remembering their daughter and sister, Ariana. The Hike for Hope, to create awareness, offer support, come together mutually, survivors and warriors in this battle against suicide. And Aaron, I would like to just take another minute to officially say thank you to our event sponsors who have stepped up financially, either in kind or through very generous donations. And this year's sponsors are Change About Concepts, Wes Hartman, State Farm Insurance, Elisa Kosacek and her crew, Imagine That Signs and Graphics, the wonderful Marina, I'm going to forget her married name, I think it's Cox, Marina Cox, formerly Karuchet. Marina, I apologize if I really messed that up. Our really good friends and sponsors for many years, Heidi and Scott Roberts with Buffalo Computer Consulting and Action Auto Body. A new sponsor this year, the Pines Counseling Center, which is Lorraine Steppe. She took over the practice from Dr. Terry Faulkner, and we're really happy to have her in our community offering support and help. Our friends at Northern Wyoming Mental Health Center, Tyler Broderick and his team. Our longtime sponsors at Harness Funeral Home and Cremations, Dave and Kate Harness and their family of community caregivers at Harness Funeral Home. Rob and Jen with the Buffalo Bulletin giving us great coverage and promotion for our annual event. And certainly last but not least, my good friend Leslie Pearson with Verity Group CPA. Leslie and her business have been sponsoring for many years. If anyone wants to know what they can do to sponsor in upcoming years, certainly they can contact me as well.
Okay. Johnson County Hike for Hope coming up on Sunday, June 12th. And for more information, they can hit your website or Facebook?
Absolutely, the Facebook page for Johnson County Suicide Prevention Coalition, my personal Facebook page. There is a landing page as well, so if you just Google Hike for Hope, Johnson County Hike for Hope, you'll come to the landing page that has all of the information on it. And look forward to seeing everyone who's meant to be there on June 12th.
Okay, thank you very much. Bill Hawley.